football on off the ball.
You can drive yourself mad with that kind of stuff, can't you? Like, you can't take your job home with you all the time. Like, if you're worried about what people are saying about the football club that you cover or support, you're always going to have a problem.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
And welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look ahead to our live commentary game in the League of Ireland with St Pat's at home to Bohemians. Derry City have a new temporary home for the visit of the champions. James McLean reveals he's been advised to stop playing on medical grounds, and Ireland slots backing Freddie Woodman to deliver if called upon. But first today, our live commentary game from the League of Ireland tonight comes from Richmond Park. It's a Dublin derby between St Pat's and Bohemians, who drew nil-all at the Aviva Stadium on the opening week end of the Premier Division season. Pats got back to winning ways last week with a 3-1 win away to Drogheda. Stephen Kenny's side are 2 points off top spot after bouncing back from their losses to Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk. And speaking to Jamie Moore, Kenny said the Saints will have to be at their best to win.
Last week is gone and we've moved on already. Bohemians are a very strong squad. They were fancied in many quarters and rightly so this year. I think from our point of view, we want to try and win. It's a home game for us, Richmond Park. We're trying to win the game. Bows will test you. You have to be at your best. They will definitely test you. And it's a real competitive game for us, and one that we want to come out on the right side of.
As for Bohemians, they've lost their last two games and are without a win in six. Their last win came against Galway on the 13th of March, but Alan Reynolds' side are still only 5 points off the top. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Richie Towle in the commentary box at Richmond Park for that one. You can hear live and exclusive commentary and Off the Ball and News Talk, and it starts at 7 o'clock as well on the Go Loud app. Ben Symes will be in Derry for their first game at the home of Derry GAA in Celtic Park, as they welcome league champions Shamrock Rovers up north. Rovers will go into the game with a 2-point lead at the top. Derry City will be hoping for a change of fortunes with the change of ground. It's the first of 5 games at Celtic Park while the pitch gets done at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Derry ended a run of 7 games without a win last week when they beat Shelburne at Talca Park, which moved them up to 5th place. They're still 11 points behind Rovers. Manager Tiernan Lynch says the poor form hasn't been down to a lack of effort though.
We know that our performances can get better, much better. But right now, this is a situation that we're in. I think the boys show great credit. They work their backsides off every single day to try and put this right. And our job now is, can we go and build on last week and give the fans something to be proud of?
Meanwhile, Derry City midfielder James McLean revealed yesterday he's been advised to stop playing football on medical grounds. The former Ireland international returned to the League of Ireland in January after 15 years away. He was 37 during the week and explained why it's been a struggle this season. On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Owen Heary reacted to the announcement, and it was read out by Colin Buick.
We might start, Owen, with James McLean's comments yesterday. He took to his Instagram. He's talking about how it could be the end for him quite soon. It's down to the surface. To be honest, this is a difficult post for me to write for a number of reasons, mainly due to the uncertainty of the outcome, but I feel it's best to put it in black and white. This is James McLean taking to his Instagram yesterday. More importantly, to show this is coming from me and me only, and there's no speculation or rumours. For the past few years, I've been playing through difficulties with my hip, and though I have managed and played through the pain, the impact of training and playing on Astro has sped up the damage much faster than I anticipated. The past 6 weeks have been hell. Pain is something that I've been able to deal with and play out through my career, but it's the restriction of not being able to move, which is what I'm struggling with physically, obviously, but also mentally. Never mind trying to compete in the football pitch, but just everyday life, playing with my young ones, putting on socks, walking, etc. I was told by a specialist 10 days ago that my body currently has no business being on a football pitch due to the severity of the damage to my hip. I respect his honesty and expert opinion, but I have never been one to lay down without a fight. Tomorrow, as in today's Friday's appointment, is the last chance for me to hopefully get a surgery, even if it's a possibility, one which will allow me to do what I want, what I dream of doing, and that's being able to contribute while an acceptable level of state to do so. That is playing for the club I love, Derry City. I feel it was important for me to share this because it could be a while, if ever even, until I have the opportunity to do so again.
Yeah, I totally get where he's coming from. He's played a lot of football over the years, so many years. He's 37 now. Playing on Astro doesn't help, you know. And he's obviously going to take the word of the specialist. And I remember Steve Hughes, the professor up in Kappa Hospital, when I was around that age, told me that if I keep playing the way I'm playing, I'm going to need hip replacements or knee replacements. And a lot of footballers do, you know, the way rugby players have shoulders and things like that. So he's obviously taking the advice of the specialist, and he's going to take it from there, which you have to respect his decision on that, because the last thing he wants to do is not be able to walk after games and put on socks. It's difficult enough when you're that age, playing a match on a Friday and playing a match on a Sunday or on a Monday, and then the next day waking up, you do feel those aches and pains as you get older. So it is difficult for them, you know, to make a decision like that.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Elsewhere in the Premier Division tonight, Shelburne go in search of a first home win of the season against a Drogheda United side who haven't won since they started the season with back-to-back wins. There'll be no away fans at Talca Park. Drogheda served the last game of a supporters ban from away grounds. Also tonight, the only side in the league yet to win this season, Waterford, are at home to Galway United, who've won 3 of their last 5, but they were beaten in Dundalk last week. Dundalk are away to Sligo Rovers tomorrow night. Also 4 games in the First Division. Cork City will look to extend their unbeaten start of the season when they travel to Bray. Finn Harps are at home to Athlone Town. The league's bottom side, Treaty United, host UCD, and Wexford take on Cove Ramblers. Those games all start at 7:45, apart from the Derry and Rovers match that has an 8 o'clock kickoff. And remember, Ben Symes will be on X tonight just after 10 o'clock for LOI Late Night. And Ross Flanagan will sum up everything that happens tonight with the LOI wrap-up on Saturday morning. You'll be able to find all that in your OTB football podcast feed. Nottingham Forest can move 8 points clear of the relegation zone in the Premier League tonight if they win away to Sunderland. Another win would pile the pressure on West Ham and Tottenham, who are also fighting to avoid joining Wolves and Burnley in the Championship next season. Forest boss Vitor Pereira says even if they win tonight, it won't guarantee they stay up.
I cannot say that with more 3 or more 6 points, it's done. I believe that this season will be special in terms of points to avoid the relegation.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says there's a slight chance Alisson could play against Crystal Palace tomorrow. The Liverpool number one hasn't featured since the middle of March due to a hamstring injury. If he doesn't start, Freddie Woodman will get a first Premier League start after replacing Georgi Mamardashvili in the second half of last weekend's Merseyside derby. The Georgian is facing a few weeks out. Slot says he has full confidence in his third choice keeper.
He won the Euros with the under-17s, and I think with the under-20s he won the World Cup, and then he made himself a career at Newcastle, at Preston North End, and has the experience to play. And apart from that, he's a very good man and he's very liked in the dressing room.
Newcastle defender Kieran Trippier says the players are hurting just as much as the supporters over their poor form. 4 defeats in 6 league matches has seen Newcastle slip down to 14th. Tomorrow they're away to Arsenal, and Trippier says they're doing all they can to finish the season on a high.
From our standards, it's not acceptable, and we know that. So, you know, there's 5 games left, that's all I can say. It's the supporters especially. There's 5 games left, and what an opportunity to go to Arsenal and try and get the 3 points.
Matthijs de Ligt was pictured training on grass with Manchester United as he steps up his rehabilitation from a nagging back injury. The 26-year-old defender hasn't played since the end of November. So that means De Ligt has been unable to make a squad since Michael Carrick took charge in January. The United boss said last month there was no guarantee the Dutch international would play again this season. United are back in action on Monday when they host Brentford. And the BBC confirmed yesterday Football Focus will be taken off the air at the end of the season after more than 50 years. The Saturday lunchtime programme was first broadcast in 1974, but the BBC says changing audience behaviours had prompted it to act. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.